Cole slept hard, his first real sleep in many days. When he awoke, a small lamp glowed in the dark near his bed. Rosie was already up, working quietly around the room. When she heard him stir, she snapped on the lights and came over beside the bed.
"Did you sleep well?" she asked.
Cole nodded.
"Let's clean your dressings this morning," she said. "The people in Ketchikan think we're witch doctors out here in the sticks."
Cole grimaced. The pain had returned with a vengeance. Rosie saw him wince and gave him another shot.
"Things will hurt worse before they're better," she said. "Just warning you so you'll know what to expect."
Then she added,
"But they really will get better."
While Cole waited for the medication to dull the pain, Garvey sat upright on his cot and stretched the kinks out of his back. He ran a hand through his tousled hair.
"How about if I get some breakfast?" he said.
Rosie nodded approval as she hung a fresh IV. Again, she took Cole's temperature and pulse. Then she brought over a paper bag containing his clothes.
"Here," she said, placing the bag beside the bed. "There wasn't much left of your clothes, but I had them washed up anyway to take with you."
Cole eyed the colorful Atau blanket folded on top of the bag. As Garvey returned with juice and warm oatmeal, Edwin appeared at the door and announced,
"The plane is in the air. Should be landing in about 30 minutes.
He turned to Rosie.
"After Cole eats, let's get him down to the dock. I've got help coming."
By the time Cole finished eating, two boys from the village had arrived to help lift him. The boys, both Cole's age, eyed him curiously as they carried him on a stretcher out to a waiting van. Rosie rode beside Cole in the van, holding his IV bag. When they reached the marina, the boys again helped Garvey and Edwin carry the stretcher to the end of the dock. Rosie hung Cole's IV from a dock post.
"I'll be right back," she said. "I need your medical records from the van."
The boys followed Rosie, leaving Edwin and Garvey alone with Cole. Edwin looked out at the horizon glowing red with early dawn.
"Tell me what happened out there," he said.
"I didn't think anybody cared about me anymore," Cole said, struggling to speak. "That's why I burned the shelter."
Hesitantly, he explained how he tried to escape the island and how he was mauled trying to kill the spirit bear.
"I wanted to kill it because it wasn't scared of me," he admitted.
As Garvey and Edwin listened, he continued, telling next about the storm. When Cole had finished, Garvey said,
"You may never have use of that arm again. Life is made up of consequences. And you've sure made some bad choices."
Cole nodded. "My arm isn't important."
Garvey gave Cole a puzzled look.
"Why do you say that?"
"If I like the cake, maybe the ingredients are okay too."
Cole smiled weakly.
"A famous parole officer told me that once.